Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Rahimi Harrison Grody, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
How you guys desperately needed that win against Cleveland. Just what's sort of the message to the guys going into a game with potentially the NFC North?
Yeah, there doesn't need to be much of a message here this week. They know. They know what's at stake.
Oh, I like that. That is fresh. Fresh audio, ladies and gentlemen. That is so fresh. It is fresh produce coming out of Hallis Hall. We got a bunch of stuff from Ben Johnson, who just got finished speaking out in Lake Forest at Bears headquarters. That's the right thing to say. And you know what? He's right about that. They know what's up. They knew what was up even after the Cleveland win. And I was in that locker room. I was in those interview rooms. I was in those hallways out at Soldier Field, and I can tell you that, yeah, they were pretty thrilled with that win over Cleveland, but it was on to Green Bay, and we will hit that point home this Friday when we are at the Brat Stop. But that was the Bears head coach, Ben Johnson. This is the Rahimi Harris and Grody Show on The Score. Layla has the day off today. Let's get right into some of this because it is fresh and it is right in front of us, Marshall. Let's start with Ben Johnson right here, just coming out of Hallis Hall, talking about Caleb Williams' progression heading into this Green Bay game.
This is a long journey that we have up in front of us, and so we're trying to make as many strides as we possibly can right now from springtime all the way up until this point. And it's a continual basis. It's not going to stop. It's going to continue to go on, and he'll be a lot better off a year from now than he is here and now, and he'll be a lot better off 5 years from now than he'll be a year from now. And so that's a continual growth process, and I think he understands that. I'm just really excited about getting the basics down of this offense. I think the pre-snap procedure is something we've been harping on for a long time, and that's really started to come to light. And I think it's unlocked a lot of elements of the shifts, the motions, the cadence, the things of this offense that we want to do to attack defenses. And so that's a starting point. The more reps he gets on every single concept, the game's starting to slow down for him. And so that's encouraging to see. He's throwing some of these in breakers with anticipation, which I think is a tough thing for young quarterbacks to do at times. And so he's trusting what he's seeing, and he's delivering accurate balls.
Good to hear the specifics right there at the end from Bears head coach Ben Johnson here on The Score, talking about the anticipation with which he throws. That's a huge deal in terms of getting the ball where it needs to be for the receivers or the running backs or the tight ends to make big plays. It also said to me, Marshall, everything he just said right there in terms of he's going to be better next year, he's going to be better in 2 weeks. Ben Johnson is in it for the long haul. He is in it for the long term, and it is with that quarterback. In case there was any doubt in your mind at all, this is Ben Johnson saying the project started from the day that I walked into Hallis Hall for OTAs this year with this quarterback, and it has been a project. Make no mistake about it. But Ben Johnson is going to see this thing through. He seems to like Caleb Williams as much as he did when he was admiring him from afar in Detroit.
I think he saw the raw tools that were there, and he saw a guy who could become great at what he does. And what he was looking at the start of the season was all the potential in Caleb Williams, a guy who made spectacular plays, a guy who won a Heisman doing that against obviously inferior competition at the college level. And the things he mentioned in there that stuck out to me is the pre-snap procedure, the cadence, the things that people were talking about at the start of the season, at the start of training camp. And we don't even talk about those things anymore. You know why? Because in that sound that we just heard from Ben Johnson, he's sending you another message. Caleb Williams is just about wrapped up with QB 101. He's just about wrapped up with the basics. He actually mentioned the word basics in that answer. And I can't wait to see when he says in 2 weeks he's going to be better. Oh, who do they have in 2 weeks?
Oh,
they've got stuff coming where he's going to get to show you exactly how much he's progressed. And that's why I love that Lions game to end the regular season, because you saw him in week two, the worst loss of the season. They got obliterated. And now as a team, they get to answer and they get to put stats like fourth best time of possession into practice and see if they can keep Jared Goff and company off the field. You get to see if they can turn over Jared Goff on defense. But Caleb Williams is the driver of this thing as far as being the quarterback, not of just the future, as you mentioned, 5 years from now, but right now in this moment.
And I don't know if Ben Johnson meant to be alluding to the Detroit game or winking to himself or even to the media or to you, Marshall Harris, but I have been thinking about that Detroit game, and I've been thinking about it since what the Bears did. And boy, have things changed since then in terms of the trajectory of at least 2025-2026 season. They got something coming to them at Soldier Field in that finale. The Lions do.
We saw it against Minnesota. You got your get back.
Yeah.
You're going to see it this week at Soldier Field. Can you get your get back? And then you got one more chance to get your get back. You had three division opponents, and you get to face them. You lost to all three of them the first time around. Can you show a measure of improvement by doing better in your second attempt?
Can you get your get back? That's right. Ray, topic idea. Write that down. Somebody over there. Can you get your get back? And the Bears have been doing that. And the final plan, the beauty, the conclusion of this whole project will be that Detroit game. Here is more Ben Johnson. We're just getting this in. I am told this is Ben Johnson on taking on Green Bay without Micah Parsons.
When you try to get a sense of what they may look like without Micah, do you go to last year? Do you go to how do you kind of get a sense of how different it will look?
You guys are trying to get the game plan this week. I mean, we look at everything, you know, and that's where being in the division last year certainly helps, because you've seen all that tape from Halfley's defense a year ago and went against them a couple times last year. And there's elements of that you take into account. But at this point of the season, I mean, it's a really good football team and really good defense. And I know you kind of lock in on one player because he does garner a lot of your attention when you go against that defense. And yet they have some high caliber players throughout on the defensive line, linebacking core, and on the back end. And so just because one player goes down doesn't mean that this is going to change a whole lot for them. They play relentless football. They pursue. They have a ton of team speed. The linebackers are thumpers. If you ask your backs to pick them up in protection one too many times, then they're going to find a way to get to your quarterback. I mean, they do a great job of that. And so throughout, like, we got a tall task at hand. And I know everyone wants to make it about the one particular player, but this is a very good defense, regardless of who's on the field for him.
And he's not just saying stuff right there. That is true. Like, they were a good defense, before Micah Parsons came. It obviously changed that defense in a whole lot of ways. But yeah, like, we know how good their safeties are. We know how good Rashawn Gary is. We know how good Quay Walker is. And if you just look at their numbers defensively right now, take it for what it is. But points allowed right now per game, the Green Bay Packers are eighth. They allow 20 points per game. And just for comparison, the Bears right now are allowing 24 points a game on average. Total yards in games right now, the Green Bay Packers defense, pretty stingy. They allow 294.6 yards per game on average. That is sixth in the NFL. As far as passing defense is concerned, the Packers are eighth right now in the league. The Bears 18th in that capacity, by the way, defensively. And there's one other statistical category for the Green Bay Packers defense. They are eighth against the rush so far this year. So point taken, I think, in this case. And sometimes when we hear stuff like that, it's just a lot of blah-bitty-blah, complimenting the defense for the sake of complimenting the defense. That's what coaches do. But he's right. He's right. Like, they are still a dangerous defense, if not the complexion-changing injury to Micah Parsons.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I think there's opportunity, though, when you're not having to draw up all your schemes offensively, worried about a game breaker such as, a, in this case, Micah Parsons not being there, what you did last week against Myles Garrett, what you failed to do earlier in the season against Max Crosby, and you could argue TJ Watt as well.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, that T.J. Watt play was one of the worst plays of the year this year for one Caleb Williams. It's Raheem Harrison Grody on the score. We've got one more cut for now from Ben Johnson, and that is his thoughts on the starting quarterback for the Pack. That'd be Jordan Love.
I mean, they're hot right now. I want to say last 5 weeks, they're scoring points in bunches. You know, he got after us pretty good. You know, they had 8 possessions and they scored 4 touchdowns, you know, and had multiple explosive plays. And so we're going to have to look to contain that passing game better than what we did that first go around if we want a chance to win this ball game. He's very difficult to get to. He does a great job drifting away from the pressure. I think they do a great job in their protection scheme in terms of looking to keep the pocket clean. They do a lot of the chips on the edges to slow down your edge rushers. And so you're looking for your interior to get a little push. But yet when you do that, he can still find a way to buy a little bit of time. And then he's got a knack with the speed that he's got at receiver of being able to float that ball out there, out in front of him, and throw him open. And so I think that's what makes him such a dangerous player right now. He's doing a really good job and playing at a really high level.
Yeah, we saw that knack, those explosive plays, and that's a pretty good way that Ben Johnson put it. He's very good at moving receivers into open spaces for sure. And to Ben Johnson's point, I mean, their winning streak came to a screeching halt against, obviously, an excellent Denver team on the road, but they had won, the Packers had won 4 in a row before that and put up 27 points, 23 points, 31 points, and 28 points. So they have been explosive lately.
Even in the loss, they put up 26 points?
Yeah, 34-26, yeah.
So you have to respect what Jordan Love is capable of doing. And honestly, Dennis Allen just has to put his guys in better position from a personnel standpoint. A lot of that was personnel-based. They identify a mismatch, and he showed you he can beat you at all three levels in terms of the passing attack with Jordan Love. He can beat you at the line of scrimmage, and that guy can run for a touchdown. He can beat you down the field. That guy can score a touchdown, or he can beat you just intermediate and let the guy do the work once he catches the ball. But they have to have a better answer for Jordan Love at Soldier Field.
Things change throughout the season, and the Packers certainly aren't who they were earlier this season. I don't know. You might have brought this up yesterday on the show, Marshall. It was Sunday, September 21st of this year, week three, game three for the mighty Green Bay Packers, losing at Cleveland. They lost at Cleveland.
How many points they score in that game?
That would be 10. That would be 10. But it was wild because we thought Green Bay was going to be, and they're very good, but we thought they were going to be like explosive good because their season started with a convincing win over the Detroit Lions and then a convincing win against the Washington Commanders, two teams that have fallen vastly off of, not off the map in Detroit's case, certainly, but what's going on in Washington is shocking.
I think the eye-opener, though, was when they tied Dallas, and you were like, wait a minute,
yeah,
what?
Slow, wait a minute, hold on a second.
Now, they did put up 40 points against Dallas, but who doesn't?
Right. And so then we didn't know who Green Bay was because, right, they lose after those two what looked to be very impressive. They were impressive wins. And then they lose at Cleveland, tie Dallas, and then they get back to winning with three in a row with wins over Cincy, at Arizona, and at Pittsburgh.
So, but even then, when you're thinking, okay, here they go, the next two games, they put up a total of 20 points against the Panthers and the Eagles.
Yeah.
So it's been very Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde. Guess what? Mr. Hyde showing up at Soldier Field.
Yeah!
I'm here to tell you.
I love that idea.
I'm here to tell you.
But it is cool, just to add to everything, both the Bears and Packers are playing their best football at this point in the season. It makes the matchup and the game and everything that goes into it even bigger. When we return here on Raheemy, Harrison, Grody, I have no idea what we're doing for halftime because, well, Marshall has kept it secret up until now.
It's not a secret per se. I just wanted to let it ruminate for myself because I had two different things I was going. They're both holiday related.
Love it.
I feel like we need to let the people know how people are viewing the city of Chicago when it comes to the holidays. Wait until I tell you the rank. They have the top 25 Christmas cities.
Christmas cities, okay.
Yes. And I don't think you're going to be happy with where Chicago is in these rankings.
Okay, well, I will look to see what the reasons are for them not being in a good place, apparently.
Well, they're not a bad place. They're just not nearly as high as I would have had them.
We will give you that number and more, I would guess, in halftime next on Raheemy, Harrison, Grody on The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.